Stephen Grootes on SAFM.
Well, it's interesting to hear how people come up with different solutions to different problems. And we've been talking for a long time around sort of industrial solar power, people spending a huge amount of money getting solar power into their homes. We know how, I think, 4,000 megawatts have been added in terms of generation, of generating capacity by people who've been doing that. But not all of it has to be big. And one person's created their own solar-powered device. It's called the Tsepo, and the creator is Vincent Mosebe. Vincent, good morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Just speak as loudly as you can, please. Vincent, how does the Tsepo work? What does it do?
So basically, we develop these portable power stations with a variety of them. So basically, they are serve as a safe alternative to traditional sources of light.
Right, Vincent, I don't know if you're speaking into a headphone or something. Just speak into the main microphone, please. We're battling to hear you. So what does it actually do?
It serves as a traditional...
Sort of. Anyway, go on.
So the products that we developed are to serve as safe alternatives or replacements to the traditional sources of light for people living in the communities, because people living in these communities tend to use things like paraffin lamps and candlesticks due to energy poverty, and often it leads to shop fires, and on average, they got a thin shop fire that brings them up.
All right, Vincent, I'm sorry. I'm going to ask you just to move around as much as you can. Maybe just sort of, I don't know, put your phone in your other hand or something. Might just change the way that it's interacting with your mouth. I know that's a strange thing to say. But you say that it acts as a sort of solar-powered power station. Is that right?
Yes, it's a solar-powered portable power station.
Okay. And how much sun does it actually need to work?
It doesn't really need as much sunlight. We developed it in the sense that we understand that we don't have sunlight all year round, and we have winter and other seasons. So we developed it in a way that it has fast recharging capabilities. So you need about less than half a day. If it is that you're using our adapters, we could provide the recharge. You get about less than half an hour to recharge them, and we can last you for over 24 hours.
And what can you power with it? Can you run a TV?
Simple version one that's just catering to your essential energy needs, such as recharging mobile devices, your light bulbs, and an additional port for maybe other 12-volt devices. Version two, the same goodies as the version one, but it has an additional insert external lighting capabilities. Version three, on the other hand, has a 300-watt inverter, which now allows you to power other smaller devices, your laptop, Wi-Fi router, and other things. Then we have another version, we call it a Power Mini, and that one has a 150 kilowatt inverter inside with a bigger battery, and that can run almost anything on it.
All right, Vincent, I'm sorry, battling to hear you. I'm sorry about that. Vincent Mosebe there, the founder of the organization which has been creating the device called Tsepo. We thought it would be useful just to hear from that. Sorry about the problems with the connection.